to the Fulfilled Life Project. I'm Chrisanthi Finn, a wife and mama of three littles who is massively passionate about finding fulfillment in the ordinary and helping you do the same. The intention with this podcast is to have you leaving every episode feeling fired up for life, ready to find joy in the ordinary, and ready to ditch that same stuff, different day mindset. Let's get fulfilled. Welcome back, friend. I'm so excited to have you here. Today, we are talking all about joy. You've probably heard the phrase, choose joy. I want to extend that today, and I want to talk about how we can chase joy, how we can seek joy, how we can choose joy, and all of the things, okay? So let me get into the why behind this episode, and then we'll kind of dive deep, and hopefully you will leave here. It is my prayer that you will leave here well-equipped to find, choose, implement, spread joy. Okay. So backstory, last week I started in-person Bible study for the first time since pre-pandemic. And oh my goodness, I can hear the angels singing. It was glorious. It was everything that I wanted. It was everything that I needed. It was everything. And so I'm just going to kind of paint a picture for you. I'm in this room with 20-ish women from all walks of life, all coming together to study the Word of God. And it's this Bible study that I absolutely love. It's called Propel. If you are local to me, I invite you to join me and come with me on Fridays to Propel. If you're not local, I encourage you to find out if there's a Propel near you, or just follow Propel and Christine Kane on Instagram and all your social media outlets. But anyway, all that to say, I was in a room with these women, some who I've met before, some who I haven't, and we all came together to, you know, grow in our faith. And one of my very favorite Christian friends, Melody, was there. And I love Melody because she is one of those friends who like knows the Bible and knows Jesus, and she can spit out a verse and quote the exact book and chapter and verse and words and all of the things. And as she did this at Bible study, my jaw just dropped in awe, as it always does. And I was like, you are amazing. And so all of that to say, at the beginning of this year, I set a goal for myself to read the Bible in a year. And it wasn't the first time that I set this goal for myself. And it's not the first time that I have already failed. It is January 20th, and I have already failed at keeping up with reading the Bible in a year. And as I sat in that room with her last week and heard her say this, you know, verse and quote the Bible and all these things, I was like, that's how my brain works. And that's what I want to do. I want to make it a point to become well-versed, if you will, with the verses of the Bible, and to really cling to Bible verses that speak to me. And so one that was probably the very first verse that spoke to me in my probably, you know, now 5-6 years of growing in my faith was always Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. It is one that just speaks to me, especially as someone who's always on the go and anxious personality, likes to kind of always be doing things. Be still and know that I am God always speaks to me, because it's like, chill out, Chrisanthi, pump the brakes. You're not in control here, right? But I left that Propel meeting, that Bible study, feeling inspired. And somewhere, I guess I was scrolling on Instagram, I can't even remember what it was, but it popped up a new verse for me to focus on, a verse that became my focus for this week. And as I always say on this episode, on this podcast, God shows up and it's been incredible. So I'm going to start by reading the verse to you, and it is Romans chapter 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. What? So again, if you want to look it up, it's Romans 15, verse 13. And I'm obsessed. I am obsessed. And if you were listening, you heard the word joy in there. And so that is what brings me to this topic today. As I said, it's been popping up everywhere. Everywhere I turn, I swear, you know, maybe it's because all of the devices in my house are listening to me speak, but Romans 15:13 has been like popping up everywhere. And so it got me thinking about joy. And it got me thinking about how lately, I think I mentioned a few episodes ago, I really want to be a person who not only chooses joy, but chases joy. So let me explain what that means. I think that we hear the words choose joy, and often I think that's applicable. We can choose joy in situations. But sometimes when we are bogged down by life, as a mom of three, I've been feeling very bogged down lately because it seems like getting the kids out of the house on time is a chore. Getting to the bus stop is a chore. Getting them to not argue or to take responsibility with the dog or to clean up after themselves is a chore. And I find myself lately feeling, I think, just bogged down. And in moments of that, when I know there's so much to be grateful for, I love my children. I know that I was called to be a mom, but there are times where I can feel like, oh my gosh, I'm failing. Like I am not choosing joy. I'm looking at my wall and I have a little piece of paper that Emmy had drawn and it says, look on the bright side. I'm not always looking on the bright side. I'm often just, and my husband's like, that's what it's like having kids, three kids at this age. Like it's busy, it's crazy, it's chaotic, it's hectic, it's draining at times. It doesn't always seem like a choice to choose joy. So what if instead of thinking that we're going to choose joy, because you might be like, you know, when you're getting the kids out the door and you're trying to like get your shoes on and you say it for like the 50th time. And now we add in like, where's your mask? Joy doesn't always feel like a choice, right? But what if instead we chase joy? What if instead we look for joy? What if instead we seek joy? We're searching for joy. Because maybe joy isn't always like, hey, I'm right here, come and choose me. But like things feel crazy. But if you make it a point to chase joy, and seek joy and always be on the lookout for joy, you're going to find it. So I opened up my devotion today as I was sitting down to record this episode. And I'm reading from Jesus Always, which you know, if you've been listening, I absolutely love and adore Sarah Young, Jesus Always. I'll have to take a picture of my book and post it on Instagram and Facebook so you can see just how well loved this book is. It's like falling apart. It is, the words on the cover are like all faded because I just love this book so much. But I digress. January 20th, if you're listening in real time, that is the day that I'm recording. It is not the day that it's launching, but I'm a little ahead of time here. January 20th, it says, remember that the fruit of the spirit includes joy. Like what? Mic drop. There's joy right there in the first sentence of my devotional today. Even in the midst of severe suffering, my spirit can give you this wondrous gift. Feel free to ask him to fill you with joy as often as you need. So it's not necessarily that you're choosing it. It's not necessarily that it's out there screaming to you in the middle of the chaos of getting the kids out the door and maybe bedtime is crazy in your house like it is in mine. Maybe it's not always right there, but the cool thing is you always have the option to ask for joy, to find joy, to chase joy, right? I'm going to read a little bit more because it says, he resides in the deepest depths of your being, so his work within you is very effective. You cooperate with him by saturating your mind with scripture. Hello, Melody. And asking him to illuminate it in you. Hello. Being fulfilled from the inside out, right? That's what we talk about on this podcast. Illuminate it to you. One way the Holy Spirit increases your joy is to help you think my thoughts. You need not know biblical truth. You need not only know biblical truth, but to tell yourself the truth over and over each day. The world continually assaults your mind with lies and deception, so you must be diligent to recognize lies and to recognize falsehood, dispel it, and replace it with biblical teaching. There's where that memorizing verses comes in. The most glorious, life-changing truth is the gospel. I have died to save all those who believe in me. I have risen. I will come again. Rejoice in me always. And that devotion was pulled again from Jesus Always. And if you read Jesus Always, it's a devotion, as I just read to you. But then at the bottom, it tells you what verses from the Bible that's pulled from. And it was Galatians 5:22-23, Thessalonians 1:6, John 3:16, and Philippians 4:4. So, anyway, where am I going with this? How can you apply it? Well, the past few weeks, we've been talking about our fulfilled mornings. We've been talking about our fulfilled evenings, how we can put into practice different things, right? But what happens in the messy middle? What happens when now you've sat down and you had your morning routine, you end the night with your evening routine, but what's in the middle of that sandwich of a day, right? The fact is you have many, countless opportunities throughout the day to chase joy. And I was thinking about it because if you only know me from the bus stop, I love my bus stop crew. So we have a bus stop. It's right outside my house. And there are, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 families. I don't know if I'm counting correctly, but there are, let's say, 5 families. So 5 moms go out there every morning with our kids. We wrangle them. The kids play. It's great. We exchange, you know, just different things about life. But I was thinking this morning as I came in, like, man, if you only knew me from the bus stop. And then I was like, I have a podcast called The Fulfilled Life Project. You might be like, you have a podcast called The Fulfilled Life Project? Like, you're showing up here to the bus stop as a hot mess every day, like looking like you've been put through the ringer by your kids, huffing and puffing and out of breath to get to the bus stop on time, right? I am not always the picture of fulfillment. But here's the deal. It's a work in progress, right? It's not that by showing up here and doing a podcast called The Fulfilled Life Project and really feeling that my calling and my purpose in life is to teach other women how to live a fulfilled life through healthy eating, through healthy movement, through healthy mindset, through all of those things. It doesn't mean that I'm flawless, right? It means that I am just like you, another person on a journey. And it means that there are going to be parts of my day that you might see me and you're like, whoa, she is far from fulfilled. She is far from joy right now. But those are opportunities for growth. Those are opportunities for me to remember that I need to be still and know that I am, that He is God and I am not God. I need to remember that I need to rely on Him for joy. I need to know that I can find it if I look for it. So I just, again, go back to that verse. Let's break it down a little bit more, because hopefully now if you're listening and you're listening to these stories and these little, so, you know, examples I'm giving you, you're like, yep, that's me. Yep, that's me. Or, oh, I know her. She's like that. Yep. Let's go back to that verse and let's listen to the power in it. Okay. And actually, you know what I did? I don't know if you, I know that the women listening to this podcast are of all different areas in their faith and in their journey of fulfillment. And so I'm not sure if you know this, but within the Bible, there are many different translations. And one of my favorite is the Message translation, but there are also tons of translations. And so when I set out this week and I found this verse, Romans 15:13, I went into my Bible app and I looked at all of the different. So the cool thing with the Bible app that I use is you can change the translation version. So I looked at all the different translation versions for this verse so that I could really feel like I got to know it. So I didn't write down what one this was, but again, I'll read the one that I read in the beginning. So it was, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace, and as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now let me read the Message version. May the God of green hope fill you up with joy, fill you up with peace, so that your believing lives filled with life-giving energy of the Holy Spirit. I can't read my own handwriting. Will brim over with hope. So as I read through this again and I process, and this is something that I'm so excited to do for the rest of this year and going on, is to really break down a verse at a time. And so this is my verse for this week, and I encourage you to do the same thing. But as I go back through that verse, may the God of hope, okay, so that explains His character. He is a God of hope. Fill you with joy and peace. So now that goes back to me thinking, okay, do we choose joy? Do we chase joy? Do we find joy? How do we get joy, right? The God of hope is filling you with that joy. It is inside you. All you have to do is ask for it to be brought out, is look around and find it. There were a few episodes ago, I can't remember which one it was, but I talked about my experience with anxiety, and I talked about how when you're in the moment of an anxiety attack, or you're feeling really depressed or feeling overwhelmed or having a panic attack, you can look around and name the things that are like resolute and true. Like, the walls in my office are like this ugly pinkish tan. Okay. The walls are tan. My watch is black. There's a book on the floor, right? So things that are like true in the moment, so that I'm not allowing myself to think or analyze or any of the things, right? What if you then when you're having those moments of not feeling fulfilled, right? Or you're feeling like a failure, or you're feeling like life is just stacked up against you and you're really stressed out. What if you stop and look around and your goal is to search for joy? Maybe it's, for me, I love, love, love. Like there are times when I take the dog outside or I'm walking to the bus stop or whatever it is, taking the trash out, getting to my car. I know I'm not even looking around. Like there could be a crazy thing happening in the sky next to me and I'm not even paying attention because I'm so zoned in on like the stress and the to-do and the that. Stop, look around and chase joy. Maybe there's a cardinal. Like how many times have you seen a cardinal and you're like, oh my gosh, that just brings me such joy. For me, I love bluebirds. I love, love, love them. I love butterflies. When we were coming to look at our house and I was like, not sure we were going to get it. I really wanted it. I remember walking up and I saw a butterfly and I was like, that's my sign. There's a butterfly. I could have seen that butterfly. I could have passed that butterfly by because I was looking at the color of the house or looking at, you know, whatever. But instead I chose to see that butterfly. And I'm sure if my husband would have seen, not to call him out, but if he would have seen that butterfly, he wouldn't have thought a single thing about it. But I saw that butterfly and I chose to associate it with joy. I chose to associate it with a sign. I chose to associate it with that God was telling me, this is where you're going to be, right? Oh my gosh, this is so crazy. I forgot Emmy. Again, I'm looking around my office, ADD today. Emmy drew a picture of a butterfly and it's on my wall and it says to mom from Emmy. Oh my gosh, love, love, love. So cool. These signs are everywhere. That is my point. These signs are everywhere. If we want to choose joy, if we want to chase joy, it's not always going to be that you're like walking through the world and it's like, okay, option A, option B, joy, not joy. It's not going to be that clear to you. Maybe sometimes, but it takes more effort. And I think that that's where we fall short is we think that God's going to be like, okay, here's the path to joy and here's the path to misery. Choose one. No, no. As this verse says, you're getting that joy from God, but you've got to ask for it. You've got to look for it. You've got to look around and be in tune to the world around you and say, where can I find the joy? Where can I choose the joy? And as I always say on this podcast is that when you do that, when you choose and chase and find and seek and live joy and fulfillment, you glow from the inside out. And then you become that source of joy for somebody else, right? Because they look at you and they're like, you know what? Yeah, she's a mom of three. Yeah, she's getting her workout in. Yeah, things are hard for her too, and she's going through things, but she still manages to have joy. She still manages to look on the bright side, right? You get to do that. And that is the work of God coming through you. That is the work of being fulfilled from the inside out. And that is so freaking powerful. So then going back to the verse, as you trust in him so that you may overflow with hope, you get to overflow with that hope and that joy and that peace and that fulfillment. You get to overflow with it because when you overflow with it, visualize this. If you're overflowing with it, it's spilling out and now it gets to go to somebody else. And what's awesome is that when you are the one overflowing with that joy in that moment, then the next moment when you're not overflowing with it, the people you choose to surround yourself, they're going to have it for you. And it goes back and forth. Think about like your closest friends. I always love when I have a friend who will commiserate with me, right? Because like misery loves company. That didn't come from nowhere, right? But the thing I love most is the friends that I know when I go to them and I shoot myself down or I'm having a hard day or things are hard or my schedule is busy, they pick up the slack. And I get to do the same thing for them. If they say to me, oh gosh, I got no sleep last night, things are crazy, I can say to them, how can I help? How about I take the kids for the afternoon? What if I drive to soccer tonight? Or maybe they just shoot me a word of encouragement and say, you're doing a great job. I had a friend, one of my greatest friends. I think friendship is so cool because it's not a friend who I hang out with all the time, but it's a friend who like She's this friend for me, you know? And she was commenting on my podcast and I was like, oh my gosh, what a mess that podcast was. Because if you listen to last week's podcast, Taylee was in the background. Champ was biting her. Puppy nibbles, not like biting her. It was like, it was just not this quiet, well edited episode, right? And she was like, no, it wasn't. It was amazing. And this was my takeaway. So when I was not overflowing with joy, I was not choosing joy, she got to choose it for me. How freaking cool is that? Gosh, this episode's longer than normal episodes are because I am just fired up. I hope you can hear it in my voice. And that's so cool. And I think, you know, if I want you to take something away from this episode, I can give you a few things. So let's break it down. Number one, I want you to chase joy. I want you to know that if you're like, I hear this choose joy crap, but it's not always an option, right? Joy is not always there. It's not always smacking me in the face. You got to chase it sometimes. You've got to seek it. You've got to really stop and look around for it because it's not going to always smack you in the face, right? The second thing I want you to remember from this episode is that when you do that, when you make a choice to choose joy, to chase joy, you get to overflow with joy and give it to those other people in your life and then also be on the receiving end when you need it most. And then the last thing I really want you to take away from this episode is that, you know, I think it's so cool that God meets you where you are. When I started this podcast, gosh, if you would have told me 6 years ago that I would be doing a podcast, I might've been like, okay, yeah, I can see that. I do, like, honestly, when I close my eyes, I see myself speaking on a stage. So I can understand that I would be doing something where I'm speaking. But if you would have said, and you would incorporate God and faith and the Bible and all these things into it, I would have laughed in your face. Because I always said, I need Christians for dummies. I don't know what I'm talking about. I, you know, blah, 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 blah. But God meets you where you are. And that's so cool. So where I set out at the beginning of the year saying, I'm going to read the Bible in a year, that didn't hold weight for me. It wasn't meaningful for me. I wasn't getting anything out of it because my personality is like, I would read through Genesis and get bored. But now he came to me and inspired me through my friend Melody, who exudes joy. She is like, angels singing, choir singing, joy, joy, joy. And I was inspired by her. Instead of being feeling defeated and be like, oh my gosh, she's amazing. I could never be like that because Christian for dummies, could never memorize verses. Instead, this verse was put literally in front of me on my phone. I honestly was, I still don't remember, but I was drawn to it because of the font that it was written in. And then the word joy stuck out to me and the word hope stuck out to me. And now that I get to break it down and really look at the parts of it, and it's been my verse all week long. So I'm not going to go out and say, I know all the things about the Bible and I know all the things about God and I don't mess up ever. And I'm like, always so perfect and joyful and blah, blah, blah. Nope. No, but he's meeting me where I'm at. And he's helping me to see how I can choose, chase, seek, find, live, spread joy. Ah, gosh, is that not awesome? It's so freaking powerful. It's so freaking awesome. I hope this fires you up. And I could give you a million examples of how you could apply this to your life, but I don't want to do that because I want you to think about where you are and think about who you are and think about what speaks to you and go out and do it and live fulfilled. Let's get fulfilled. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I pray that you are leaving here feeling more fulfilled than ever, that you are ready to go out and live your best life. If you loved this episode, it would mean so much to me if you go ahead and share it with your best girlfriend. Put it on your social media and tag me so that I can thank you for helping to spread the word about the Fulfilled Life Project. Until next time, girl, see you later.